Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All right, welcome back, Nation. Let's hit the expressway. We'll go commercial-free to the top. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here in 6.5 minutes. LA Live's coming up at 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. The Open Championship, one of the top stories of the day, but I have Cowboys news here for you, quite a bit of it, after we take a look at that Open leaderboard for just a second. Segment's brought to you by the On-Time Experts. Salute to the On-Time Experts there for presenting to you the Expressway. Scott Scheffler is a three off the pace, fired a 68 today, Brian, which is fantastic. He's looking to, you know, add that major to his resume. You got quite a few guys at four under par, though. Not a lot of names I recognize.
Right? That's kind of what the Open Championship does to you the first day. Yeah, it does. Matt Fitzpatrick, that would be a recognizable name. Harris English is another one who is an American, kind of a guy that's been a little bit of a journeyman golfer, you know, plays well in certain majors. Every one of these guys that went out that have this posted the score of four under – We're early golfers. I haven't had a chance to watch what's going on here in the afternoon session, but it looks like that the guys were able to take advantage of some of the conditions early here in the morning.
I got a Scotty stat of the day for you. His 68 ties the lowest score by a player who hit three or fewer fairways in an Open Championship round in the last 25 years.
Get it.
Putter must be working for him.
Working.
Good to see Ricky Fowler in this mix too, by the way. He's at what they call T10, tied for 10th. He is two under. It's always nice for him. And Brian Harman as well, former Open champion of 2 years ago.
You got Justin Rose and Lucas Glover in there at two under par as well. Finn Mickelson, John Rahm, Zach Johnson, Sergio Garcia, some of the guys. Justin Leonard, one under par. Rory is one under, trying to go back-to-back along with Tony Finau.
Yeah. How about Justin Leonard? Did you say that?
Yeah.
How about
that?
It's crazy.
Have you seen a Jordan Spieth score?
I think he was +8.
Oh, my goodness,
yeah,
Jordan.
I think this was.
He's really been struggling.
He has really been struggling. Let me see if I can. It sounds like I'm killing him right now for that. I just looked up at the screen, and he, like, putted out. I might be wrong about that. But I'll find it for you.
Yeah, it might be hard to find it.
Yeah,
at this point, I might just have to Google it.
I was looking at, I was just kind of going through the leaderboard, and I didn't see his name, so we'll see.
Okay, amongst the news items today, Rashee Rice, SMU, Kansas City Chiefs, he's going to get 30 days in jail, and now he's waiting for the suspension for this incident last summer on Central.
It was +2.
Okay, plus not bad.
It's tied for 70.
Not bad, bad. Okay, he's in striking distance. Just six off the pace. Damian Lillard going back to the Trailblazers. It's 3 years and $42 million. He was already back there to do his physical therapy and everything, so they just made it official. I thought maybe he'd want to join the Golden State Warriors and, you know, chase a championship, go play for his hometown, or maybe, you know, go to the Lakers or something. But it appears he likes his setup in Portland, where I believe his ex-wife and his kids are. So it probably, you know, makes sense for all those reasons. Donovan Ezeraku, we're on contract watch with him, aren't we?
I was talking to some people a couple hours ago about Donovan, and now that some of these contracts have been in the second round have been inked, there's a really good possibility by the time they get on the airplane, head out to Oxnard on Monday, that this contract will be done. So that would be great news if, in fact, that they can get to somebody. They think they can.
The holdup was all the second-round picks were holding out, trying to ask for guaranteed money. But today, a number of those dominoes fell. And it appears like maybe it's settling in that at the absolute top of the second round, you might get 100% guaranteed. But then as the round goes on, the percentage of guarantee diminishes. And with that kind of framework in mind, we anticipate that a lot of these are going to fall. And as Brian said, that's good news.
That is good news.
Especially, you know, with a rookie, it's
don't want to miss practice.
Imperative.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to have a good start, you miss training camp, you better be like the most talented dude on the team. I think maybe one of the Boses is the only one I'm aware of that pulled it off, like holding out through camp and then showing up and being amazing. Speaking of being amazing, TJ Watt is now the highest paid non-quarterback in league history. It's 3 years and $123 million. So $41 million a year with $108 of that guaranteed. So that's like 36 of it guaranteed per year. I guess that would, you know, if Mike is shooting for that, that's like $144 million guaranteed for him. And, you know, I guess that would be 4 years and $164 million. That would just be basically to match the metrics that TJ Watt put up there.
3 year contract, right? So what you said?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a 3 year deal.
Does that get him back or is this the last one, Zach?
I think this is probably the last one, but it's possible. I mean, he's 31. He'll be, what, 34, 35, 35 probably when this one gets done.
So it's probably the last one.
It's the last big payday. Yeah. I mean, he might Von Miller this thing and stick around.
I was just curious, like, does Mike, because Micah, there was some rumors that Micah was looking for a shorter deal.
Which I think we all were like, let's do that. I'd be in on a short, if that's what Micah wants, why not?
Yeah, I think the Cowboys just want the long, the fifth year without adding to the guarantees,
right,
so they can stretch it out longer, you know, with the way that they do things. But I think for a lot of, you know, like, makes a lot of sense to get in and out of a pass rusher deal as quickly as possible, just because it's hard to age as well as what Von Miller is proving. But I mean, to that question, I think TJ Watt plays this one, and then even if he's still at the top of the game, I don't think you could get multiple years at 40 plus million anymore. I think he probably would, at that point, mid 30s, go into, you know, much shorter terms as teams are trying to mitigate that risk. Sam Williams limited, Brian. You had that back there in Krusty's corner. How long is that going to be the case, and why are they doing that?
Well, they've got it. They feel like that they have a plan for Sam, and the early part of training camp, he's going to be able to do everything. But when they get to pads, that's when they're going to have to kind of pull back and see, you know, how he is able to adjust to the practice. Is there going to be some wear and tear? Is everything, you know, once they figure out that he can get through a practice and not have any pain or anything like that, then he'll be able to go more full. But don't look for Sam Williams once the pads start to be a guy that's full time yet.
Well, I think that's big. You know, that along with Neyland, Ezeraku, Fowler, Micah, that should be the strength of your team. But with the age and injuries, it's somewhere in there that could fold like a house of cards. You know, if you don't get the developments, if you don't get the health, as will be in Oxnard starting next week, reporting and monitoring on all of that stuff. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Jacob Ray in for Lucius has your G bag of the day.
Yeah. Here we go. All right, it is G bag of the day from Thursday, July 17th. Let's get it started with the champ. Ross Labinsky filling in for Pepe on Sean and RJ. Had a little bit of trouble screening some calls.
Let us know. 877-881-1053. Ross, who do we have?
So sorry, I did not pass them through, but I talked to a guy who just had a kid who recently graduated in 2024 from Hillcrest High School. That's right here in DISD. He said they can do like fundraisers, but coaches can't put money out of their own pocket for that sort of thing.
Wow. All right. If we have any more calls, Ross, put them on hold. We'll patch him through. All right, poor Ross is back there. He's writing down. He's transcribing.
He's taking notes.
I was like, what's taking so long? I talked to him to the mic. If you're on the fan cam, I was like, let's go. Come on, we don't need a live story. But Ross was actually getting the story.
He's like the court reporter using that like shorthand, those typewriters that have four buttons.
We can take calls in sports radio. We good?
Yeah, we got one.
All right, let's go to the next Tolo. Ross, who do we have?
Ross? Yeah, here we go. Okay.
Am I Ross? Can you hear me? Hey, what's up? Who do we have? Sorry.
In fairness to Ross, I think that second one was the caller not realizing he was on.
Yeah.
Probably because Ross hit the button at the same exact second Sean said his name, which is actually still Ross's fault.
Mm-hmm. The whole thing is
maybe didn't pot him up.
Truly, truly amazing, man. He's like, Ross, who do we have? Ross. Dead silence. Ross?
Well, you don't want to mess up around those guys, though. Sean and RJ, the best, I think, at making fun of their coworkers in radio history. Just fantastic
top
stuff.
Top tier. Yeah, absolutely, man.
Pure gold.
Was that before or after Choppy tried to trade Seager away from us?
I'm not sure. It's a good question.
All right, well, speaking of making fun of our coworkers, Eric had a little bit of an issue with the bleep button yesterday editing up some audio.
This is true.
So, we're just going to relive that one real quick.
Oh. On IG Live, she fine as hell, blah, blah, blah. You have a child, Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
I got two left feet, and you wonder why your child get picked last in PE.
Yeah, your child out there, he's swimming a little circle.
Yeah. Oh, they come home sad. Nobody picked me.
Yeah.
Nah, bad.
If she can't play kickball,
we gotta talk that again.
Wow.
Sons of guns.
Was that you,
bro?
Chief?
Yeah, that's 100% on me. Wow. That is not a new guy Jake problem.
Sons of guns.
Yeah, that hurt, man. That hurt. And they might have slipped in another one. You might be right there, Dawson.
Oh, you think we might have dumped that one again?
It might have been a double dump.
You know what's amazing is yesterday, as we're getting ready for the show, Spitzy actually strolls through the bullpen over there to talk with us and let us know that we've had a conversation with Ray and the chief about the F-bombs, right? And how we gotta bleep it longer, right? And not, what, 2.5 hours later?
Mm-hmm. Oh, was that the Charles Barkley bleep?
I'm not sure. Maybe it was the Charles Barkley bleep.
No, I think it was Chael Sonnen talking about the D's.
Yeah, I had the same thing with the D's and Chael Sonnen. Yeah,
it was a little too tight, so he wanted just a little bit of a longer.
Tighten up that bleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I can't include the K and D. So that was my fault, gentlemen.
Hey, we're all learning in real time together.
It's Jake, the ick so or the dih.
You know? I think you can do the D, but you can't leave the K in there. That's off limits. Okay. So
that's what she said.
Bleep class 101.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Up next, we got an F. This one's from the ESPYs last night when Shane Gillis pranked the entire squad and the entire crowd, thinking that there was a real WNBA player in the crowd.
4-time WNBA All Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players. That's crazy. You clap for that.
That's great. That's such a good joke.
We know like six of them.
Yeah.
Okay, Shane?
We're doing
our best.
That was a really good one.
It was really outstanding.
Because so much of this, I think, is writers and stuff giving them jokes or whatever, and he made that pretty clear, but that one feels like him and his buddy planned.
Let's get on.
Oh, yeah. You know, that was good.
There were some great moments, some awkward moments. But by the way, I think awkward is in vogue, you know?
Yeah.
Especially, so it's not necessarily a bad thing. We're going to relive some of that coming up in LA Live?
Yeah, LA Live, we'll run through his monologue and we can grade it together. It's funny because when you're in a crowd like that, who's not really like there for a comedy show.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of it too is you have people like, can I laugh at this? Can I get caught on camera laughing at one of my cohorts or whatever?
You know, and then maybe there's an element of the flop sweats that come in there as Gillis is like, oh, that joke didn't land. But it's not like you can just go away or, you know, you're going to come back in about 5 minutes or so and intro the next thing. You got to stay out there and grind through this thing. So the people watching element became quite interesting as well.
Totally.
Who's next, Ray?
Right up next, we got an all-time concert moment.
Oh, wow.
Astronomer CEO Andy Byron and his colleague Kristen Cabot. Apparently, Andy Byron is married, and it was not to Kristen Cabot.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right. Come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Wow.
They're having an affair.
Yeah. So they go up to the Jumbotron. They're going around the place, kind of kiss cam style. They see these two loving up on each other. And then as soon as the two realize they're on the camera, they both duck and hide away.
Yeah. If you're going to, you know, try to do something like that extramarital, I feel like you better have a high sense of awareness for that kiss cam.
You know? Yeah.
And the reaction made it probably way worse, right? I mean,
yeah.
If you don't have this whole, oh my gosh, I'm so... Ooh, we just got caught reaction. Yeah. Probably nobody talks about
this.
Just
be like, what? My boss said, let's go to this concert. We got a bunch of corporate tickets.
Yeah.
You know, right there's gym and accounting right next to me. You know, you could pull that off.
Sure, I'm hugging up on Mary or whatever, but that's, don't mind
we were
that,
just
huh?
vibing. We got good work culture going on.
Yeah. And she's the head of HR who is also married. So it's just a total.
I mean, you think I would cheat on the on you with the head of HR, career suicide as well.
Man. He apparently cranked out a statement, an apology statement, and at one point he says, I also want to express how troubling it is that what should have been a private moment became public without my consent. So it's like,
so he's blaming the concert.
He's a little bit lashing out at Coldplay. He's like, I respect artists and entertainers, but I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone else's life into a spectacle.
Listen, when I'm in public with 30,000 people and you put me on camera, I feel like my rights are being violated here.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's really a bad look.
That's part of his apology statement.
You can't own it. You're not owning it.
Right.
You just made it worse, sir,
yeah,
by trying to blame somebody else for your own incompetence and immorality.
Who loses their job, though? Is it the HR lady? Does she lose her job over this?
I mean, they both.
He's the CEO.
Does he get voted out?
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on what type of moral standard this particular company has.
I wonder how much he's about to lose in this divorce.
Yeah.
Meg Kerrigan, the wife, has already dropped the Byron from the name. It was Meg Kerrigan Byron on social media. It's now just Meg Kerrigan.
There you go.
That's sad.
The internet never fails, man. They're going to find out all the dirt.
The memes on this have been truly legendary.
She's looking for an instant rebound, isn't it? She's going to post that video. Hi, I'm 42.
Yeah.
My husband left me and nobody gives me compliments anymore.
She's getting that revenge bot on.
Once
hit the heart button if you like me.
Once she secures the bag,
she'll go.
Oh, yes.
She'll go headfirst into that.
It's going to be a hell of a bag and a bagging. Is it Ross, the champ, two times? Is it Chiafalo forgetting to bleep it again? And I think maybe Jacob Ray forgot to listen to it before he aired it. I think that might be Board Hopping 101. Not that you would have gotten Board Hopping 101 before you started producing Afternoon Drive on 105 through the Fan, but you know, I'm just saying. Is it the ESPYs last night? Shane Gillis pranks crowd, or is it the all-time concert moment? Yeah, I'm going to go with that concert moment. It seems like it was an international event. Just went super viral, so I found that funny. Chief, how about you?
I think I'm going to stick with the champ, old Ross Boss, getting it done at a high level.
Jacob Ray?
I'm going to stick with the champ, Ross.
Hmm.
Well, Chuck?
I think Ross is worthy here.
Right.
I'm going to vote for the ESPYs.
By a score of 3-1, and your G-Bag of the Day champion. Now your three-time champ. It's Ross Lubinsky. You can check him out tomorrow morning there working with Sean and RJ once again as Peyton continues his vacay. It's time now to stay in the Pimp Cup and get into some L.A. Live.
Well, all right, you squares. Time is smoked. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke.
Make you dance
with some of everything. Everybody get high. Thank you, Charles Barkley. Here we go, LA Live on what is usually, it's a ladies' night, generally speaking.
Oh,
right?
Ladies, can we hear you, ladies?
We're going to get some love for the ladies via the jokes of Shane Gillis last night at the ESPYs. Of course, LA Live, sponsored by Greystone Roofing. You can find them at greystone-roofing.com. Best in the business. Shout out to the Vinings. All right, let's go ahead and start. We are going chronologically here, boys and girls.
I love chronological. Never mind.
I think you got I think
chronological.
It's right.
I said it. I feel better. Gosh, that was therapeutic.
Yeah, you needed that.
That is a tough word.
It's on the tip of your tongue.
Chronologically.
You had a visit from the shaman this afternoon, Wolchuk?
No, I have not dabbled, which makes this even worse.
Anybody in here actually watch the ESPYs last night, or at least the monologues? Anybody consumed it at all?
Consumed the monologue.
Just the monologue.
And then I just went, as soon as I watched the monologue after Wifey went to bed, I went back and just kind of hit the best of Shane Gillis moments.
There you go.
I thought that he was outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, Twitter highlights.
Twitter highlights.
Yeah.
Nice, dude. All right, well, let's go ahead and...
Except all the Go Birds crap he was doing.
I don't know the last time I've just been able to go home and not have stuff to do.
Yeah.
You know?
How about that?
Right.
I know that feeling.
It's never existing anymore in our lives, I don't think.
And last night, part of my stuff was cleaning poo out of my teeth.
Oh, yeah, you probably had the worst run of it.
It was a tough deal.
Really tough deal. Yeah. All right, we start with joke number one, and this is going to involve, he's got a joke for SGA. I believe this is a January 6th joke as well. And then he caps it off with a nice little Epstein touch.
SGA is here. Give it up for SGA. Hell yeah, bro.
Hell yeah, bro.
And now everybody sitting around him is in foul trouble. Megan Rapinoe could not make it tonight. Nice.
Thanks.
No, we're going to pretend she's a good time. All right. John Jones and Nate Diaz are here. Hell yeah. Actually, I had a couple drinks with those guys last night at the hotel, and it was terrifying. Donald Trump wants to stage a UFC fight on the White House lawn. The last time he staged a fight in D.C., Mike Pence almost died. All right. You don't have to do that. It was fine. I didn't write it. Actually, there was supposed to be an Epstein joke here, but as it got deleted. Must have probably deleted itself, right?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Probably never existed, actually. Let's move on as a country and ignore that.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
This is good.
You know, it's really good. This is what it's all about at these award shows.
And the best part is like that the reaction from the audience is taking themselves way too seriously.
100%.
Oh, we can't laugh about that.
Yes. You know. Yes. It makes a heck of a lot
funnier. It's comedy for you.
Yeah.
You know, some people, everybody's got different.
But it's people inside the world of sports that are most sensitive to that because they represent teams and they're constantly under the microscope. So whenever they're in the public, it's like when we go around our grandparents. There's a no cussing filter that's going to happen around the grandparents. And for athletes, it's we're not going to react to anything that might be insensitive to even a single percent of the community.
It's the face they got to wear.
Yeah.
And I do love, I mean, he did a couple of things. He was doing a lot of like hell yeah stuff. And then he was doing, he was breaking the fourth wall quite a bit, which, you know.
Those are usually his best moments.
Yeah. And some people were criticizing that. I get it. And then let's see. The other thing about Shane Gillis too is everybody is fair game for a joke.
Yeah.
So you never necessarily feel like, oh, he's just leaning into one thing here. Everybody's getting it. And I think that's something to appreciate. All right, here we go. This is now.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
He's got some Knicks jokes and a WNBA joke here.
The New York Knicks had a great season. Yeah, hell yeah. Carl Anthony Towns is here. Hey, girl.
Hang on.
Max Crosby is here. Max, I hope you had a good Juneteenth, brother. Why, guys, weird. Four-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players. That's crazy. You clap for that.
That's crazy.
All right, now we have Adam Silver and Juan Soto being a part of a joke here.
Joe Rogan actually wanted me to be here to host this award show so that I could capture Adam Silver because Joe thinks he's an alien. And Donald Trump wanted me to be here to capture Juan Soto for the same reason. It's an alien joke. What are you boot up there, dude? Shut up.
Yeah, I think
it's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
It's good. It's topical.
That's like a Jay Leno monologue from 1998, yes. You know, going to both sides of the aisle, poking fun at the current events. It's crazy we can't laugh a little bit more about that.
Come on. We got to stop taking ourselves so seriously.
Okay, I think we're all going to love this one. Take it away, Shane Gillis.
Aaron Rodgers did not take the vaccine because he predicted it would be bad for him. And then he joined the New York Jets. So maybe he wasn't right about everything. Shador Sanders had his jersey number retired at Colorado this year, and people are saying it's because of nepotism, because of his father, and it's not. It's because he went 13-12 over his career, and he almost won the Alamo Bowl. Definitely not nepotism, right? All right.
And it pinned right to Travis Hunter. And Travis Hunter says he's giggling, but he just puts his head down like, please don't look at me right now.
Caitlin Clark, step into the arena. You've been called out.
Caitlin Clark, she and I have a lot in common. We're both whites from the Midwest who have nailed a bunch of threes. All right. There you go. Lighten up a little.
Here we go. Self-deprecation.
Not serious. We'll see about this one. When Caitlin Clark retires from the WNBA, she's going to work at a Waffle House so she can continue doing what she loves most, fist fighting black women. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who's yeah. Drewski? Thank you, bro. Oh, John Jones. What are you, nut jobs over there? Hell yeah.
I would improve that with running away from fights with said subjects.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
She clearly wants none of the smoke.
No, she definitely...
She wants to, like, start arguing, and then when it gets serious, she's like, oh, my God.
Turns the back, starts walking towards the bench.
You push me down. I just want to get out of here.
Uh-huh.
Sophie, leave where are you?
Yeah, yes. Sophie, please.
Oh, my goodness. Cunningham. It's my favorite hooper.
Yeah.
Just be the CEO. You got a shot.
Well, give me a Sophie Cunningham jersey.
All right, from Caitlin Clark, we go to Shohei and Billy B.
Shohei Ohtani couldn't make it tonight. Man, I hope his interpreter didn't bet that he was going to be here. Shohei is a once-in-a-generation talent. No one's been able to do what he does at so many positions, pitcher, hitter, and bookie. A bookie is what Bill Belichick reads to his girlfriend before bedtime.
I love that. That's a good line.
That's good.
They do. They read The Very Horny Caterpillar. The Little Engine That Could But Needed a Pill First. And, of course, the classic Goodnight Boobs. That was my favorite one. I'm not trashing Bill Belichick. First off, he's 73 years old and he's dating a hot 24-year-old and people are criticizing him? What happened to this country? Used to be a great country. He won 6 Super Bowls. Yeah. He's dating a hot 24-year-old. Maybe if you guys won 6 Super Bowls, you wouldn't be sitting next to a fat, ugly dog wife.
Oh. Ouch.
They let me do it. I don't... Disney, they allowed that.
They allowed that.
Yes, definitely a significant pivot there.
Very much
from,
so.
From the ESPN... content strategy department.
So far so good. Like this is kind of your initiation into Shane Gillis, right? For the most part.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, comedic license.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, comedic license. Absolutely.
Jokes.
These are all jokes.
Yeah.
He's doing a pretty good job here. Now we get into some of the Trump stuff, and he does an unbelievable, like if you're not familiar with his work, probably the best Trump impression. And there's a lot of them. I don't think there's a better one than Shane Gillis's, and he's got a couple.
I can imagine Shane spent a lot of time listening to Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll see. So then here you go. Okay. Then you start getting him making fun of Trump as well. Take it away, Shane. Yeah.
Also, can we stop pretending Donald Trump knows ball? It's like a weird thing where they're like, man, he loves sports. He doesn't know anything about sports. Every time a team comes and visits the White House, he's like, and you must be the guy who catches. It's like... Look at these guys, big guys, black guys. And that's just when the New York Liberty visited. They didn't visit. That's just a joke.
They didn't visit. I mean, his Trump is probably what put him on the map. Like, that blew him up was the Trump impression.
Oh,
he's so good at it.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Yeah, he's done some good stuff on Kill Tony where he is, he's dressed up as Trump. He's got like an orange spray tan on his face and he's leaning all the way into it. It's pretty legendary. Okay, so then he started getting into a story about how at the Super Bowl, he actually made his way into the Donald Trump suite and had his first interaction with Donald Trump. Take it away, Shane.
He's shaking hands with everybody. It's very funny. Trump does this thing whenever he meets somebody for the first time, even if he doesn't know him, he gives him like a crazy compliment. It's kind of nice. Like he got to the guy next to me and he was like, look at you, you're beautiful. And then he got to me and he was like, look at you, you're huge. I was like, thank you, Mr. President. But he shook my hand, he stood next to me. So I'm just, you know, I was at the end of the line, so there's no one else for him to shake hands with. So he's just standing next to me. I got to hear him breathe for like a minute. Just standing next to me, just... And then his daughter, Ivanka, walked over to us, which, by the way,
so hot. She walked over, and it was halftime of the Super Bowl. I was hammered. I was like, hello. Your dad just said I was huge.
Well played. I think a lot of the Eagles players, when they went to their White House championship celebration, right? There were a lot of – that was the big takeaway. They're big fans of – maybe they weren't a fan of Donald, but daughter was a winner.
Oh, yeah. Popular
Ivanka
gal.
Was definitely one player for sure.
I think he's a big fan of her too.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, and then he had – this was his walk-off moment where he made the Norm MacDonald callback.
There's one thing I want to say before I get out of here, and this is a dumb joke. You guys aren't going to like it, but it was it's just a Norm MacDonald joke that I loved when he hosted the ESPYs, and I'm going to do it now. Travis Hunter won the Heisman Trophy this year. He's the first defensive player since Charles Woodson to win the Heisman. Congratulations, Travis Hunter, winning the Heisman. That's something they can never take away from you unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case they can take that away from you. Well... see, a lot of you don't like me, and that's okay.
Well done, man. I think he captured 2025 ESPYs perfectly.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Yeah, he really did. I don't know. I mean, since Norm MacDonald, there's not one that really comes to mind of like, oh, this guy hit it out the park. I think this is as close to a Norm level
dominance. Is Manning's any good? Like Peyton Manning when he was doing it? I don't watch these
Timberlake,
things.
I think, did a good job.
But Timberlake did one.
Yeah,
huh?
Timberlake did the ESPYs back in the 08.
Maybe I'll try and
I think he did the side pieces thing. Side pieces. He did like a whole song about the side pieces.
Yeah, he did a full-on show, didn't he?
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but
this goes top five for sure. Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. And this is, but then of course there's a bunch of backlash, right?
Okay. Like,
there's plenty of people that get butthurt about jokes. And of course, none other than Sarah Spain. Guess familiar with her?
Yeah, ESPN.
Yeah, I don't even know if she's still there or not, but yes, she was.
She's a podcast lady now, I think.
Okay. So
she used to be on that show that
she was around the horning.
Around the horning, yeah.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
What was that show called again?
Around the horning.
All right, so she tweets this out after his monologue or late last night. She says, in a year of crazy growth for women's sports.
Oh, here we go.
Choosing an ESPYs host who doesn't even try to make clever jokes about women athletes. He at least attempted for the men. He goes with hacky, no one knows the WNBA bits. Rapinoe is a bad time and repeatedly insults black women. Cool. So, I guess if she's the arbiter on funny, then that thing sucked last night.
Yeah.
But I just, it's like, dude, he did a great job of running the gambit. Of taking shots at everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody got it there. You don't walk away from that and necessarily say, oh, he's definitely this or that.
It just went one way or another.
Everyone, yeah. Everyone got a piece of that. So she chooses to be butthurt, and that's on her. Plenty of people feel that way as well, but that was glorious entertainment, man.
Yeah, you know, I really thought that the joke about women's basketball was so well played because over this last year, there's been an explosion of people paying attention to it or saying I'm paying attention to it a lot, right? So to run counter against that by like, you guys really don't know who's in this league. You're just debating about Caitlin Clark or the one player that you know who exists. I thought that was a pretty clever, not only joke, but commentary on what we've observed over the last year and a half, I guess, since Caitlin Clark blew up at the Final Four.
And then you get this from the 214. Of course y'all enjoyed it. Democrat station making fun of Trump.
Yes.
And
yes,
that guy is or gal.
There are people that
they don't know.
I mean, that's why you bring up politics. It's so divisive. People jump to conclusions. They're going to hate you for absolutely no reason. And they really don't know what the hell they're talking about half the time.
Just don't let them find out about the memo that George Soros sends us every morning with our talking points.
It's true. Yeah. True.
Yeah. I'd really appreciate if we could keep that private.
Don't forget, we got a FaceTime Zoom with Rachel Madden after the show, too, guys.
Oh, very good. Is it Maddow?
Maddow, whatever the hell her name is.
John Madden.
Shows you how plugged in I am.
Yeah, very good.
Four down and one to go here in the G-Bag Nation. What are we doing next, Wolchuk?
Let's go around the bases, shall we? The midterm report for your Texas Rangers. And we got some updates on John Gray. That's next in the nation. But we got to chat Trajan Wealth, shall we? It is, of course, Independence Month here. We celebrated 4th of July just a few weeks ago. And as we reflect this month on Independence Day, we can also consider the importance financial independence plays in our lives. Call Trajan Wealth today to learn more. It's never too early to get started. Eric and I have both jumped in. 469-579-3500 is the number to call. 469-579-3500, the number to call. They've also got a variety of awesome locations in Frisco. I love that spot. Go see my guy Steve, Arlington, Southlake. You're in Fort Worth, Eric, and they've also got a spot in McKinney.
That's right. Trajan Wealth is really just around the corner. Or a click away. You can check them out at trajanwealth.com. Go ahead and schedule that free, no obligation consultation, because at Trajan Wealth, your needs come first. They're a fiduciary firm, so they're going to be prioritizing your financial well-being above all else. And when you succeed, they succeed. So they want to see you win, and they're in this with you. Trajan Wealth is also family-owned. They're veteran-led. They've brought decades of experience to the table. And their team of advisors actually specialize in helping individuals in or nearing retirement. I mean, my goodness, trying to navigate the complexities of today's financial landscape, we all know that could be absolutely daunting. But great news for all of us, Trajan Wealth is here to help. 469-579-3500. That's 469-579-3500. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor, paid advertisement.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.